This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. The full House had a lot on the docket Wednesday. Capital outlay, the gas tax, and more than a dozen tax reform bills. Baton Rouge Representative Steve Carter has the bill to raise the gasoline tax.
Members, we're not there just yet on our vote. So with that, I would ask that HB 632 be returned to the calendar, placed as a special order of the day for next Wednesday, the 31st.
But Kenner Representative Julie Stokes got her income tax bill through.
It's a constitutional amendment to enact a Louisiana flat tax at 3.95%, and that's on personal income tax only.
And Baton Rouge Representative Barry Ivey got the first piece of his tax package to advance as well.
Members, this is the constitutional amendment that creates a flat tax on businesses.
As for nine other bills in Ivey's overhaul of the state tax system.
Because y'all were so kind, I'm going to move all the rest of my bills for the day scheduled next Tuesday.
Ways and Means Chairman Neil Abramson's capital outlay bill, the list of state construction projects, also cleared the House floor.
Are we head, shoulders, and stars and moons and sun above where we've ever been? Yes.
Maybe not. The companion bill to fund capital outlay, HB 3, did not pass, as every Democrat in the House voted against the measure, which requires a two-thirds majority vote. House Democrats issued a statement saying, quote, until the Republican majority agrees to our terms on a better budget, tax reform, and other matters, we will not approve this bill to fund their pet projects back home. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from IEM, Worldwide Disaster Management from Louisiana since 1985. I think, therefore IEM. And Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge.